Dave Acheson's story is near universal for people who come to Alaska propelled either by romance or economics to try their hands at commercial fishing. This is every new crewman's waking nightmare.
One of the deckhands on the Lancer when I first got here was wanted for questioning a murder, and I buddied up with him because I was so terrified of the old skipper who was a screamer, notorious screamer.
I think I know these guys, and maybe you do too. Acheson's found a way to craft a literary tale around the lives and experiences of people familiar to the residents of Alaska's coastal communities. And it's not just the screaming skipper that might resonate with his readers.
You could be having wheel watch when the sun's coming up and it's calm and there's whales. You couldn't be in a better place. Of course, 3 hours later, you could be in a really horrible blow and everything's taken twice as long and it's really nasty. So, you know, you get all of that.
Acheson began his fishing career in Prince William Sound, but later worked in the Bering Sea seining for herring. He moved to Alaska as a 19-year-old from upstate New York.
I was green as green can be and, you know, looking for adventure. And actually, one of the chapters is called Confidence and Nerve, and it's kind of about, you know, you're 19 and have a lot of nerve, and that's why I went out on a boat with no experience, but didn't have a lot of confidence. And you kind of gain your confidence being out there over the years, and maybe your nerve wanes a little bit because you've seen people get hurt or been through some hairy weather and that sort of thing.
Acheson says Dead Reckoning is one story in three parts: the compulsion of a young person to test himself on the ocean, the acquiring of experience, and then the self-reflection that all too often comes at a steep price. For Acheson, his moment came aboard the seiner Iliamna Bay when his boat and two others were caught in an all-night gale. At some point, the Iliamna Bay heels over and the wind catches the seine net piled on her deck and begins to blow it violently overboard, forcing the boat even farther over onto its side. The skipper prepares the crew to abandon ship. Acheson watches this disaster unfold helplessly, but suddenly finds himself entangled in the net. Acheson says many fishermen have close calls and endure mishaps of all kinds, but this experience was transformative.
It goes to the next level where you question your very existence and alter your life in some ways and call people you care about. And it goes beyond just the, oh, I've got a little renewed respect for nature. I mean, I think I knew the power of nature. I'd been through lots of storms and that sort of thing, but this was within inches of losing my life, and that really makes you take notice.
Acheson survived, obviously, and so did the Iliamna Bay, which required 3 days of repair at sea before limping back to Homer. Acheson remembers telling himself that he was done with fishing, but on that voyage home, a friend called needing help running his boat on the Copper River Flats. So Acheson was back at work less than a week later and fished for several more seasons. Dead Reckoning is set in the late 1990s. Acheson was just starting to think about becoming a writer when he was deckhanding, but he did not start pulling together material for this story until about 7 years ago.
It took me a long time to distance myself from it where I could write about it.
Acheson has published two other successful outdoor books, a guidebook called Hidden Alaska, Bristol Bay and Beyond, and Fishing Alaska's Kenai Peninsula, both from New York-based Skyhorse Publishing. Acheson works now for the University of Alaska at Kenai Peninsula College. Dead Reckoning is available from bookstores throughout Alaska. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.